This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The White House is sharply rebutting the comments of its former counterterrorism chief. In TV and radio interviews, as well as today's news briefing, Bush administration officials defend the president's approach to fighting terrorism. They're responding to a new book and a weekend TV interview by Richard Clark. Clark says in the immediate aftermath of September 11, 2001, the administration was too focused on finding a link to Saddam Hussein. An independent commission is examining the nation's response to the 9/11 attacks, and this week that commission will hear testimony from high-ranking members of both the Bush and Clinton administrations. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Richard Clark, who served as the White House counterterrorism coordinator until last year, says he issued repeated warnings that al-Qaeda was a serious threat and that decisions needed to be made about how to deal with it. But Clark, who was a holdover from the Clinton administration, says his warnings were ignored by incoming Bush officials and that it wasn't until after the attacks that he was able to brief the president directly on the terrorist threat. Clark made his charges in a new book released today and also last night on the CBS show 60 Minutes.
On January 24th of 2001, I wrote a memo to Condoleezza Rice asking for urgently, underlined, urgently, a cabinet-level meeting to deal with the impending al-Qaeda attack. And that urgent memo wasn't acted on.
But White House officials deny this was the case. They say al-Qaeda was taken seriously and that National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice asked Clark early on in the administration for his proposals on what to do. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says that efforts to come up with a strategy to eliminate the terrorist group were well underway at the time of the attack.
I think that his assertion that there was something we could have done to prevent the September 11th attacks from happening is deeply irresponsible, it's offensive, and it's flat-out false. This administration made going after al-Qaeda a top priority from very early on.
But Clark says not only did the administration fail to focus on al-Qaeda before the attacks, he says immediately afterwards he was pushed by top officials, including the president, to look for a link to Saddam Hussein. This came even after intelligence agencies said there was no evidence the Iraqi leader was involved in 9/11. The White House today countered that it would have been irresponsible not to look into such a possibility, but said the link was quickly dismissed and all focus turned toward al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. McClellan questioned why Clark, who was also counterterrorism coordinator in the previous administration, was bringing up his charges now.
These threats had been building for quite some time. Dick Clark was here for some 8 years. This administration was here for some 230 days before the attacks of September 11th.
The accusations from Clark and the White House's rapid efforts to discredit them are a sign of the growing intensity of the debate over whether the government did enough to deal with the threat of terrorism. Tomorrow, a bipartisan commission appointed to look into the attacks will hear testimony from Secretary of State Colin Powell and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and from President Clinton's Secretary of State Madeleine Albright and his Defense Secretary William Cohen. On Wednesday, the commission will hear from CIA Director George Tenet, as well is from Richard Clark. The panel's vice chairman, former Democratic Congressman Lee Hamilton, says the commission is trying to steer clear of all the political crossfire over which administration responded more appropriately to the terrorist threat.
Look, we have a job to do. We've got a statute that tells us when to report. We understand we'd be blind if we didn't see some of the political ramifications of it. But on the other hand, I've been impressed by the manner in which these commissioners have gone about their job.
But that job is expected to become even more difficult as the panel's July 26th deadline approaches. Family members of some of the victims of the attacks say they're increasingly frustrated by the commission's work and what they call a lack of cooperation from the administration. The commission wants to interview President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney, but the two men have only agreed to meet with selected representatives of the panel. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice has appeared before the commission in private, but has refused to do so in public. Today, the White House again said it stood by that position. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.